Hello, hello, welcome to Seasoning with Salt, Mastering Mondays. This is your episode 42, and I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast. My name is Dominique Beaumonte. This podcast is available on essentially all of your favorite podcast platforms, so please take the time to listen. If you like what you hear, share it with your friends, share it with your contacts. I really appreciate that. I want to thank you for your support of the last three episodes of Mastering Mondays. Hopefully it's something that encourages you. This week, I want to talk about a very personal experience. I want to talk about good pain. So I hope you'll stay and listen and share. One of the absolute most difficult things to do is heal. I know that that sounds like a strange thing to say, right? Because ideally, everybody wants to heal, right? Healing is essential to growth and development. But I want to let you know that healing can be very, very scary. Healing can be difficult from the perspective that you don't always know what's on the other side of healing. In fact, if you think about it, there are those who stayed in hurtful relationships because the other side of healing was a mystery to them. Maybe they cannot see themselves outside of a marriage relationship or a friendship. They cannot see themselves without a mother or a father or someone that hurt them. And so they remained in a state of being hurt because they were afraid to begin the process of healing. The reality is that sometimes we can endure pain and harm to ourselves because we are fearful of what it means to make the decision to move on or to move ahead or to let things go. And healing is unfortunately not as easy as sometimes we describe it to be. So I wanted to provide for you an example of how this experience came to life for me. Last week, I dealt on a number of evenings with excruciating pain as a result of a wisdom tooth that needed to be removed. After several nights, sleepless nights, after several sleepless nights, I decided that I needed to do something about the pain that I was experiencing. I will let you know that I was very reluctant to take action, even though I knew I was in pain. When I would think about the potential of taking action, I would think about, oh my gosh, it's going to cost a lot of money. Or I would think about, this means that if I get my wisdom teeth pulled, I'm not going to be able to complete this project, or I'm not going to be able to go on this trip that I have planned for the weekend. So all these things kept surfacing for me. And because of that, what I would do is I would go and get these temporary fixes for the pain because I was afraid of the healing process. And I would present to you that a lot of us can be afraid of the healing process, and the healing process is scary. It's sometimes easier to try to imagine ourselves getting through painful situations, painful relationships, painful friendships, painful job situations. Sometimes the security that we have in pain, we would rather experience that than the unknown, because healing means unknown. Healing means that we are putting ourselves or experiencing risk. And so I decided that I would rather, because of the unknown associated with healing, I would rather try some of these temporary fixes. Well, listen, by Friday, the temporary fixes were not enough. And I decided that I was going to go and get myself a tooth extraction of my wisdom tooth. So I made an emergency appointment. I went to the professional and had the surgical extraction. And I thought to myself, yes, I jumped this hurdle. I did it. I came and got this done. That means that now the healing process will begin for me. What I didn't anticipate was that the healing process included greater pain than I was experiencing when I had the wisdom tooth over those several nights and I couldn't sleep. I would have thought to myself that in the process of healing, the pain would subside and it wouldn't be as severe as it was initially. No, sir, and no, ma'am. I have had more pain in the process of healing than I have had when I was actually unsure of what the problem was. And the thing that really stuck out to me is the doctor explaining to me the phases for which I would experience in my road to healing. He talked about, and I'm going to read just straight from this paper, he talked about the hemostasis phase, and that is the phase or the process of the wound being closed by clotting. Then, after the wound is closed by clotting, there is this inflammatory phase. That's the second stage of the wound healing, and it begins right after the injury when the injured blood vessel leaks this transudate or water or salt or protein causing localized swelling. After that, there is the proliferative phase. The proliferative phase of the wound healing is when the wound is rebuilt with new tissue made up of collagen and extracellular matrix. And then finally, there's the maturation phase, which is like the remodeling phase where the body and the tissue begin to recreate or rebuild where the wound took place. Now, when he was explaining these things to me, he was telling me that there would be several different kinds of pain that I would experience in each of these phases. But the one thing that he told me that really gave me hope was he said, every day, although the pain might be excruciating, every day the pain will subside and things will get better as long as you follow these directions. In other words, my healing was contingent upon me following the directions and the process having naturally in my life, in my mouth. So I thought about that, and what occurred to me is that as people, we have to become more comfortable with good pain, the pain associated with healing. And that can be something that is so far or so distant from our minds sometimes, right? We want to see ourselves on the other side of bad relationships, on the other side of bad professional situations, on the other side of bad academic situations. And we want for being on the other side to represent hope. But the process of healing also comes with some pain. The difference, however, between the process of getting worse, as I was experiencing with my wisdom tooth, and the process of getting better, as I was experiencing the extraction of the tooth, is that the process of getting worse came with anxiety, it came with confusion, it came with immobility, it came with fear. I didn't know what to do. Sometimes it was easier for me to take the ibuprofen and to turn over and just decide that I was going to sleep it off, because I was so comfortable with this idea that these temporary fixes were better for me than just going and getting the work done. A part of the reason why I didn't want to just go and get the work done is because all I could see was what was immediately ahead of me. If I were to get it done, that would ruin my weekend plans. If I were to get it done, that would ruin the many things that I have to do. And so I decided that what I thought to be comfort, I would rather experience comfort and some temporary pain than to actually go and do the work to have the tooth extracted. And so I was willing to be in pain and a cycle of pain because I thought that it was better for me. It wasn't until after the doctor began to explain the process of healing that I said, there is actually a good pain and a bad pain. The bad pain is me deciding to sit in the process, to sit in a cycle of hurt, and to have myself endure temporary fixes so that I ultimately would be able to do the things that I wanted to do and not have to worry about the pain that I thought was associated with having the tooth pulled. Now that I'm on the other side and I'm experiencing the pain of getting better, first of all, I have hope because I know that ultimately the pain that I'm experiencing now will go away, and it will not just go away temporarily, it will go away forever. The other thing I have, because I was willing to experience good pain, is clarity. I have a greater understanding of what is happening in my mouth because the surgery and the professional was able to give me a step-by-step instruction on the process of healing. Before, I did not have that clarity. All I knew is in order to fix it temporarily, I would just take some medicine. The other thing that I have with this good pain is I have this increased willingness to allow myself to heal through rest. I have a peace that I did not have before. Before, my rest was me trying to do something to cloud or to forget or to get over the pain. I figured that if I was asleep, I wouldn't feel the pain. Now I realize that resting is a part of the process of healing. I didn't have that before. The other thing that I have is a greater understanding of how I got into that place of pain so that now I can ensure that I don't get in that place of pain anymore. And I learned that because I endured good pain. And so what is the focal point? What is it that Dominique is trying to say to those who might be listening to this very short podcast that he is doing while his mouth is still healing and he should not be doing this podcast? I know. The idea is for us not to be afraid to go through the process of healing, not to be afraid to make the decision that we are going to make the change, we are going to make the call, we're going to take that step to heal, and not to believe that the pain that we are in now is better than the unknown pain of healing, because the pain that we decide to endure to heal is really temporary pain, and we will learn more about ourselves in that process of healing than we learn about ourselves when we decide to act like the pain does not exist. So in order for me to begin the process of healing, I had to come to the realization that a wisdom tooth does not belong in my mouth. And if I make the choice to get the wisdom tooth out, I will begin the process of healing. If I go to the doctor and allow them to extract the tooth, and then I follow the instruction that they give me, not only will I heal, but I will grow. I also know what not to do in order to protect myself from the potential of this pain next time. Number one, I will not wait as long. I will not try to fix it the way that I tried to fix it. I will decide in my heart that it is better for me to handle it, to take the necessary steps immediately so that I don't have to endure unnecessary pain. So I will remember the pain, I will remember the process, but I will also live in healing. And I will remember that because of the fact that I waited so long to address this pain, it created more pain for me. I will take that learning and that experience, and I will apply it to other areas of my life. I do not need to be afraid of the good kind of pain for the sake of being comfortable. It is okay for me to heal, and it is okay for me to endure good pain in order to get rid of bad pain. Does that make sense? And it only took 15 minutes. But that's what the Lord revealed to me. So I am ridding myself of all bad pain because I am accepting good pain. I am accepting the fact that I will experience hurt in my process of healing, but it'll be better for me in the long run.